Chris Morning Update Tuesday, May the 9th. 大家好，欢迎来到星期二的早报。Coach 再次进入买买买模式，斥资$24亿完成对 Kate Spade 的收购。那么在 CART 疗法方面呢， Kate 成为了 Juno 的难兄难弟， KTE-C19 因为脑水肿死人，股票急跌，目前诺华暂时安全。最后我们把目光放到39岁的马国新总统马卡龙，不见小事，看看奇人奇事。
Handbag retailer Coach and Kate Spade have agreed to tie their fortunes together, striking a $2.4 billion deal in which Coach will acquire Kate as the brand search for reinvigorated growth. Coach will pay Kate Spade shareholders $18.5 a share in cash, which represents a 28% premium to Kate's closing price as of December the 27th, the last trading day before a Wall Street Journal report that Kate was exploring a sale of the company after coming under pressure from an activist shareholder. The company confirmed it was reviewing such options in February.Both companies based in New York have battled a retail environment that has been challenging, especially for designers that have significant exposure to department stores where traffic has declined. U.S.-based luxury brands are also negatively affected by a strong U.S. dollar.Kate Spade can terminate the transaction if the company is offered a superior proposal from another suitor, and the coach can terminate the deal if Kate Spade's board no longer supports it. Either circumstance will require Kate Spade to pay coach an $83.3 million termination fee.Kite Pharma plunges in early trading after reporting a larger-than-expected Q1 loss and a patient death in safety study testing of its lead product candidate, its KTE-C19 cancer drug. Kite reveals its latest 10Q that one of the 30 patients in a safety expansion cohort developed multiple organ failure and then fatal cerebral edema.Kite said the incident was the first grade 5 cerebral edema event that has occurred in the around 200 patients who have been treated in the Zuma clinical trials. Separately, Kite says it completed BLA submission to the FDA for axicabtagene ciloleucel in patients with aggressive NHL.And return a focus to the new French president. The centrist candidate Emmanuel Macron has handily beaten rival Marine Le Pen in the race to become the France's next president. 39-year-old Macron won 66.1% of the vote on Sunday compared with a 33.9% for right-wing Eurosceptic Le Pen.Emmanuel Jean-Michel Frédéric Macron, to give his full name, had triumphed in a first-round election last month and was expected to emerge victorious in Sunday's runoff. Nonetheless, some investors had been nervous given the errant forecast last year for the UK's Brexit vote and the US presidential election.Last-minute hacks of Macron's campaign had threatened to dent the market-friendly candidate's chances. Still, the European Union fan won out. Below are the five things to know more about the Macron as French stocks pull back from a 9-year high after rallying into the vault.First thing first, Macron worked for 4 years with an investment bank. Macron was an investment banker at Rothschild from 2008 to 2012. That gig hands his critics a talking point. Le Pen has portrayed him as the candidate of finance, though Macron has countered that he learned a job. Every political leader should have one, as Financial Times report noted.Before his banking stint, he worked in France's economy ministry. After his Rothschild gig, he returned to government work, including serving in current French President François Hollande's cabinet, before leaving to start En Marche, an independent political party. Secondly, Macron is France's youngest president. Born in December 1977, Macron is 39 years old and would be the French Republic's youngest ever president.To be sure, France was led by even younger individuals in prior eras. Louis XIII, for example, became king while still a child, and Napoleon crowned himself emperor at age 35. Thirdly, he operates outside the political machine, and that's a challenge. While Macron appears to voters in part because he's a fresh face, it's also not easy being the new kid. For now, Macron and Le Pen have triumphed over the France's mainstream political forces. More than four decades, France's conservative and socialist parties have traded the country's presidency back and forth, a Wall Street Journal story noted. But Macron won't be able to deliver anything like that, what he promised in his manifesto, given he doesn't have any party machinery or political support in French parliament. And that probably won't get it better, says Michael Hewson, chief market analyst at CMC Markets UK in a note last month. And fourthly, he hasn't previously held elected office. While Le Pen is seen as the candidate more like Donald Trump, Macron also has some things in common with the US president, including not having a long career in government before going for the top job. Macron had never run for elected office before the presidential campaign. The notion that a non-politician running independently with no party and no electoral experience could be a serious contender for the presidency would have been unthinkable a few years ago, a Guardian report said earlier during the campaign. And last but not least, Macron's wife was his teacher when he was 15. Brigitte Macron, the candidate's wife, is 24 years older than him, and she has been his guide and coach since he was 15, a Bloomberg report has pointed out. The age gap is the same as between Trump and his wife Melania, except in the other direction, the report added. And that's all for our cup update on Tuesday. Stay tuned for a version on May the 10th.